The National Council for Islamic Education Unit has appealed to government to recruit more Arabic instructors to solve the problem of the acute shortage of instructors in the country's Islamic schools. The council said a big gap has been created due to compulsory retirement, resignation and death of some Arabic instructors, which needs to be replaced by government. The chairman of the council, Sheikh Ibrahim Basha, made the appeal at the 8th National Conference of the Council in Tamale. Correspondent Saka Mohammed was at the ceremony and filed this report.
The Islamic Education Unit was inaugurated in 1987 to facilitate Islamic education in the country. The unit has a national council aimed at formulating policies and programs for it. According to Sheikh Basha, many classrooms are left vacant and there is a need for a remedy to that effect. He also appealed to government to review the decision of the National Service Secretariat to exclude Arabic instructors from the National Voluntary Scheme. This, he said, was meant to augment the deficiency that has bedeviled the unit in terms of the worrying numerical disadvantage. Sheikh Basha urged the Vice President John Dramani Mahama to fulfill the promise he made to the unit that it will get its share of the Get Fund project annually. The council chairman noted that education is the civil right of every Ghanaian child, and this has been unconditionally endorsed by Islam since time immemorial. He explained that knowledge has been globally acknowledged as power, and history emphasizes that no nation thrives in ignorance. Sheikh Basha said, since the inception of the Islamic Education Unit, schools under it have always lacked universal and uniform syllabus that will ensure that all schools under the unit study the same thing. The general manager of the Islamic Education Unit, Khalid Baba Yaya, entreated Muslims to monitor the activities of the youth, since the activities will have an impact on their future. He advised Muslim youth to work hard, saying that nothing good comes easy. Mr. Yaya said, the unit since its inception 25 years ago has made some successes. He said the unit has 1,714 middle schools, 4 public senior high schools, 12 private senior high schools, adding that plans are far advanced for the unit to establish tertiary institutions in the country. He announced that the unit will be celebrating its 25th anniversary this year and called on all Ghanaians to join hands with it to ensure a successful celebration. The Deputy Northern Regional Minister, Sam Nathan Asabidi, said peace is not only the absence of violence or war, but also involves poverty and insecurity among others. He said the youth must learn to adhere to peace, since their future will depend on their present role in nation building. He said as Muslim scholars, their voices must be neutral so that people can take their teachings on peace seriously. He said as the 2012 election draw near, their roles as Muslim leaders will be significant towards peace in the region. From Tamale, Saka Mohammed for Radio Ghana.